With folded hands, I turn to you. Supreme, unchanging friend, I request from the depths of my heart. So again, so much meaning in this verse. With folded hands. So we're prostrating to Buddha. You know, there are three prostrations: physical, mental, physical, verbal, mental. With folded hands is physical prostration. We're engaging in verbal prostration, either out loud or a little bit praising Buddha in our heart. And mental prostration is our faith. When we say with folded hands, I turn to you. So in Joyful Path, Venerable Geshe-la says, even this gesture, bringing our hands together at the level of our heart, has so much meaning. You know, there is no meaningless ritual in Kadam Dharma. None. So when we say to ourselves and we engage in the practice, with folded hands I turn to you. If, for example, we're practicing secret mantra, highest yoga tantra, we can remember it means our five root winds, represented by the fingers of our right hand, our five branch winds, represented by the fingers on our left hand, our hands coming together at our heart, represents our winds gathering into the central channel at the level of our heart and into the indestructible drop at our heart. Then, realizations of Tantra. Ultimate example, clear light, meaning clear light, can arise. And we will attain Buddhahood in this very life. Realizations of the Mahamudra. So when we say with folded hands, I turn to you, we can think simply, physical prostration. Or we can think, if we're a practitioner of secret mantra, we can remember the meaning, just bringing our hands together. We're like requesting realizations of clear light. So with folded hands, I turn. I love that word. I turn. I turn. Turn to you. So who are we turning to? When life gets difficult, when we feel discouraged, depressed, unhappy, annoyed, frustrated, disappointed, who are we turning to? With folded hands, I turn to you, Living Buddha Shakyamuni, my precious spiritual guide, Guru Buddha Shakyamuni, with folded hands, I turn to you. So we think, who do we contact? Who do we turn to when disaster strikes in our life? You know, even with day-to-day difficulties, frustrations, because in samsara, with impure life, irritation, frustration, Geshe-la says, are naturally occurring. That is the nature of impure life. For everything not to work, not to work. So difficulties are coming all the time. Who do we turn to? So some years ago,1996 actually, and I was with a group of students in Texas, in the United States. And Geshe-la showed this little example. You might have seen me show this before, because I've never forgotten it. It was like Geshe-la did like a little play himself. He showed physically what this means. I turn to you. And the difference it makes if we turn or we don't turn. So Geshe-la was sitting, and he imagined, he was talking about Tara, but the same applies to Buddha Shakyamuni. And a monk was sitting beside him, and he said, imagine this monk is Tara. And then Geshe-la turned away. He turned away like this, saying, Tara, or Buddha, really wants to help this person. And let's say, I think, actually, Geshe-la got a tissue like this. And he's like, a little bit like crying, a bit upset, disappointed, frustrated, like this. And we're like, no one understands. I'm so unhappy. This is so difficult for me. And he said, Buddha Tara is just here. She wants to help us, but we're facing in the wrong direction. She's still bestowing blessings, but the help she can give is so limited because we're turned away. So you think, do you do that? Like when difficulty comes. So then Geshe-la said, if I turn, and he physically turned, I hope this works on the video. He physically turned, and Tara, Buddha Tara, is so delighted because now a completely different type of blessing can come. Not the blessings that flies get, that animals get, that all human beings without faith in Buddha get. These are blessings bestowed to a faithful practitioner. With folded hands, I turn. Now Buddha can really help us. So how beautiful when we say, so when you next find yourself a little bit like depressed, down, worried. Do you know worry and faith? They're opposites. They're opposites. We don't worry as Kadampas. If you find yourself worrying, turn. Worrying, turn. Disappointed, turn. Depressed, turn. Unhappy, turn. Even when life is going well, do we think we don't need to turn?